The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So if last Thursday's game with Green Bay and New Orleans was just a teaser, yesterday was the real thing.
Straight ahead, breaks to the outside, running room. Jones, touchdown!
Steven Jackson, and he is inside the 10 and a touchdown.
Newton puts it up. He's got a man, and he completes it. Steve Smith is going all the way. Touchdown, Carolina. Cam Newton's first touchdown pass of the NFL.
There's some highlights from the weekend's games, courtesy of CBS and Fox there. The NFL season kicked off for real over the weekend. And while many had their attention focused on a world without Peyton Manning, it could be a new, as a kind of a power shift for quarterbacks anyway. And everyone is talking about Carolina's Cam Newton. Joining us this morning, Nando DeFino, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Nando.
Hello, Celeste. How's it going?
It's going well, thanks. The Lions won, so all is well in my world today. But let's talk about Cam Newton, since that seems to be what's on everybody's lips this morning. The number one overall draft pick for the Carolina Panthers. Carolina lost to the Arizona Cardinals 28-21, so why is everyone talking about Newton?
There are two things, really. Newton was the number one draft pick. He had a lot of hype coming in, so people were very excited about him to begin with. The second thing was, coming in with a lockout and everything, there was a very steep learning curve, having to pick up everything from July 25th on. And so people just kind of assumed all these rookies and guys who switched teams wouldn't do very well, and it'd take a long time for them to, kind of get acclimated to the NFL. And instead, Cam Newton just went out and threw for 422 yards and set a rookie record. And it's kind of unbelievable, actually.
Whose rookie record did he break there?
It was Peyton Manning.
Well, let's talk about Peyton Manning here real quick.
That's a wonderful segue.
Exactly. Well, because, Peyton Manning is still out. He had his third neck surgery in 19 months. I understand it's a herniated disc. He could be out for 2 months. And this is, I said it's caused a bit of a power shift. Is that true, though?
Yeah, that's actually very – I mean, without Peyton Manning, the Colts just kind of – it was like a total implosion yesterday.
34-7 loss to the Houston Texans.
I mean, obviously it wasn't all Peyton Manning, because the defense did give up 34 points, and this game wasn't supposed to be that much of a blowout. It might just be a psychological thing without him there. So, yeah, the Colts are definitely, I'd say, deflated without him. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any prettier the rest of the way.
Well, let's just talk about that for just a second. If there is a power shift, who gets an opportunity here?
Well, people are kind of big on the Patriots anyway. But you saw a team like the Buffalo Bills, who weren't supposed to be doing anything, put up 41 points yesterday against Kansas City, which, had a great team last year. So every year in football you get these teams, and it could be Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo could be moving up the charts with Indianapolis pushed aside.
All right, and Michael Vick played pretty well yesterday. We could see some other quarterbacks getting into the headlines.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember talking on the show last year about Vick as a possible MVP candidate, so he's not that big of a surprise. But even like your guy, like Matt Stafford, he looked great, and he's got these great receivers. And then, they were blocking for him. As long as he's not hurt, he left the game kind of late, holding his hand and looking down there. But, I mean, there are a bunch of names. You could pick a name out of a hat right now. Some of these guys, it's just such a Wild West kind of thing going on, because no one knew what to expect with all this training camps being wiped out and everything. So someone could really step up out of nowhere and take over the mantle.
Which makes it exciting. We're speaking with Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. All right, let's talk a little bit about last time we spoke to you, we talked about fantasy football. What I want to talk about, something that I'd actually never heard of. It's football pools, but I guess a popular way to do this, Nando, is called a knockout pool.
Yeah.
So explain, first of all, tell us what a knockout pool is, but it turns out it was a really bad week for people in knockout pools.
Yeah, so basically you're allowed, you pick who you think is going to win, and you pick one team a week, but once you use that team, you can't use them again. So a lot of people for this first week thought they'd, I'm going to pick Kansas City because they're definitely going to beat Buffalo. And a lot of other people thought they'd pick Cleveland because they're definitely going to beat Cincinnati, because Buffalo and Cincinnati were supposed to be bottom-of-the-barrel teams.
Yeah.
And Buffalo came out.
It didn't work out so well.
Yeah, both teams. So just a lot of people are knocked out of these pools for the entire season now. Because they used up their teams and they lost. Once you lose, you're gone.
All right. So we're speaking with Nando DeFino. He's a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. All right. And we have this little game here designed by our director, Jake Cowan. It's called Hype or Reality. Are you ready to play a little?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to give you a headline. I'm going to read you a headline. And then you try to tell me if it's hype or it's actually reality. Okay.
All right.
Ready. Here we go. Number one, the Jets beat Dallas 27-24 last night. The headline is quarterback Tony Romo cannot finish in a big spot.
I'm going to say hype.
Okay.
I think he can. I think he just had two very high profile. Obviously, the Sunday night game with everyone watching, and then the playoffs a few years ago when he fumbled the snap. But I think he's going to prove himself to be a finisher, I think, by the end of the year, most likely.
All right, here's your second headline here. Baltimore took down Pittsburgh 35-7 after a lot of smack talk going on. The Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco says the Steelers will never get to the Super Bowl while he's in the league. Hyper reality.
That's hype. That's insane. But they definitely established themselves as the better team, I think. And I think you're going to see Baltimore. I think it'd be safer for him to say we're going to go a lot farther than Pittsburgh. But I don't think you can say ever. Maybe he'll be an old man in like 10 years backing up and watch Pittsburgh go all the way.
He's going to be an old man in 10 years. No, come on now.
Well, old man in football terms. I'm sorry.
And then in Landover, Maryland yesterday, Washington Redskins took down really the very sad-looking New York Giants. The score was 28-14.
Well, you're getting very brave with this Detroit Lions one win.
The Giants, well, we're going there too, Nando. Just hang on. The Giants head coach Tom Coughlin's head might literally explode if he has to see another week of this. Hype or reality?
I'm going to go with reality on that. If you watch Tom Coughlin on the sidelines, his face gets so red. He gets so angry. And after the games, he's always hoarse. Even if they win by 40 points, he's hoarse because he screams so much during the games. So, yeah, I got to say it's real.
At least heading for some kind of a breakdown. All right, last headline for you. Detroit Lions won their first game headed for the Super Bowl. Hype or reality, Nando?
Look, I'm going to say reality. I'm not going to say they're making it, but the way you word it, you know, sure, everyone's headed to the Super Bowl.
Oh, there you go. That's a good way of putting it. Nando DeFino, yeah. Sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us. By the way, are you in one of these knockout pools, Nando?
No, I stay away from those. Those are insane.
Oh, they are insane. But how'd your fantasy football team do?
We did very well, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
If people listened to me, they would have done well when we talked on Thursday.
See, more people need to listen to Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks again, Nando.
Anytime, Celeste.
We'll be right back.